This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia!
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, sure foot.
Rhymeless, timeless, he's here.
Crimeless.
Then, of course, Emily Axford.
Feeling a bit shit about her friendly fire crit collide petrical.
Yeah.
Oh, don't remind us.
You kicked his ass.
Impressive.
Maybe really one of the worst things I've ever.
It's devastating.
And then, of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Solemn Buffoe, your weatherman with a weather plan here with today's Frogcast. I'm predicting showers of dice, natural ones, and hopefully a few 20s scattered in, followed by a smattering of bits, goofs, sincere moments, and puns that don't make sense. And later in the day, we're going to be expecting a dark storm cloud representing the ever-present shadow of death. Thanks, Brian. Back to you.
I love it. Oh my God. Can you
That's
do
every
that?
Week from now.
Yes. Oh, no.
The weather report.
The bar. Yeah,
you've
get the weather
spoiled
report.
Me. I can't go back to anything else. It was perfect.
The weatherman.
The feather fall report.
Nice. Whoa,
that's okay. Good. It's not great. It's not great.
I thought about doing Weather Amphibian.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. He had more time
like
to think about it, right?
Cast.
He had more time to think about it.
Frogcast. Well, we're going to be doing it every week, so we can workshop.
Yeah.
I'll admit to being dubious when I saw you holding up the notebook while you were doing it. I was like, surely you can remember a sentence.
But what about seven?
Yeah, I couldn't remember seven sentences.
When you landed on Frogcast, I was ready to buckle in for the ride.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I settled in.
Glad to hear it, folks. Murph, go ahead and kill us, please.
Right, let's go ahead and do a little recap.
Right.
So last time, Hard One and Saul awoke to find the Liamon's tiny duck missing, along with their friend Callie. The campsite was dispelled as soon as she left the area, following the orders of a mind-controlling clockwork leech.
Ooh.
You quickly track...
Your DMPC, right?
My new Balnor. Yes, my self-insert is a little leech. I'm a little leech.
Yes.
Brian Wormy.
Yeah. You.
Very good.
He's on fire today.
I'm feeling it.
I don't know that he can keep this up.
Yeah.
I had two sips of Death Wish coffee. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. You quickly tracked her and found Callie following an automaton along with a bunch of gnolls, all with the same clockwork leeches in the back of their heads. You tried to ambush them, but were counterattacked, with Callie delivering several devastating hits on Hard One.
Yeah.
However, she's so upset.
Devastating blows.
Oh my God.
Hits to the body, hits to the ego.
So many crits. You've never crit that
so
much.
So many crits. I took 5d10 psychic damage to try to reverse one, and then didn't I just roll another one?
And then you rolled another crit, but then we used a luck point on it. Anyway. However, Hard One was able to finally remove the leech from her head, and Callie joined the battle. Together, you quickly dispatched the automaton, sending the gnolls running back to the base of someone they kept calling the Creator.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, you did.
Take that.
All right.
Trying to celebrate.
Hey, guys, it's my DMPC. Be nice, okay? You know how much I care about the leeches.
Don't be mean to my little leech, man.
Don't be mean to the leeches.
Oh, it's a worm with glasses.
Yeah. Despite similarities in magitech, Callie and Saul got the sense that these creations were too shoddy to be built by Mothership directly.
Mm-mm.
With the party greatly injured, you skipped out on hiking and set up an austere camp. Calliope vowed never to be a burden to the group again, mirroring Hard One's own worries. The next night, Hard One confessed his own insecurities about holding up his team, revealing that he had lost his friend Cobb in his last battle.
Sad dogs, sad gnolls.
Callie encouraged Hard One to feel his feelings, and he cried about the tragedy for the first time.
Catharsis.
The next morning, you are attacked by a pack of gnolls who caught up to you.
Sure.
After a lost day of hiking. Yeah, it had to happen. But the newly invigorated team absolutely devastated their opponents.
Yes.
Saul was unhittable, jumping from sword to sword and distracting the gnolls. Hard One beheaded the pack leader. Is this your leader? And Callie cut down the rest on Serpentback.
We let the dogs out.
You certainly did. You let the dogs off a cliff. Next, you continued your hike and found yourselves at the base of a mountain. While climbing, the cliff suddenly cracked apart and revealed a hidden passage. You saw fire giants entering the fissure, carrying scraps from automatons. Hard One advised against following them in, and you listened, allowing the mountains to close behind them. As they did, you felt the heat radiating from their lair, but you also felt a familiar chill, signaling that you may have found the location of Ultras, and that's where we are now. So the mountain has just sealed again with one last shake. Everything is back in place, and there is no trace left of this secret entrance of this fissure.
Hard One, do you have an icy hot patch, or is that what I thought it was?
I do have an icy hot patch, actually, but I think it's what you thought it was.
Yeah, I sense something icy within the hotness.
Yeah, and it's not just my icy hot patch.
It's really stinky, though.
I should change it. I actually feel nothing. I put this on 3 years ago.
It's so infected underneath.
Same for me, but a birth control patch.
Hard One raises an eyebrow.
Six kids come out from under the rock.
We're little Aladdin.
All right. Okay. So I guess we are trying to go to Iron Deep still, though, right?
Yeah. But now, confirmation. Ultras is here. So let's get to Iron Deep.
That presence down there looks so fucking vicious. Those fire giants. Mm-hmm. Do you know if there's anyone else in the mountains who's like a natural enemy to them? Like this fucking mad scientist you talked about. Does he want to control the Iron Deep Mountains? Would he, you know, raise a mutiny against the fire giants?
Yeah, or maybe like sell us some suits that we can use to like go into like the magma crater that they just went inside?
Yeah.
The dwarves and the fire giants, they have enough power and weaponry and protection from the natural elements that they've never fought against each other, but we'd have to ask Jaina. She might know more about what's going on.
Yeah, you keep going on about her. Is she's important?
She's the queen. General. Yeah. General Bronzebeard.
Okay.
Super important.
Right.
Max important.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Don't act like this around her.
Okay, then I guess Iron Deep is the most important.
Yeah.
But we maybe proceed with caution because of these leeches.
Hard One smacks the back. Yeah, we all.
Leech check.
Do I have one on me?
Everybody leech check.
Everybody we can do perception
the,
checks.
We can do the full
check.
House thing every hour to see if one of us has a leech on each
other.
Yeah,
that's smart.
13.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's a 22.
Yeah, you guys don't see any leeches.
Don't see. I strip naked.
That's an 11 for me.
Yeah, you guys don't see any leeches. Yeah.
You are covered in ticks, though, Hard One.
That's fine.
Yep, just sort of a point of clarification, and Hard One would know this. Mm-hmm. The situation with the leeches and stuff, whoever's controlling these, this is new. So Hard One, you wouldn't totally know what was up with this person, but you guys from the outside would gather. This probably isn't an official mothership person, and Hard One, as someone from the Iron Deep Mountains, you would gather this is probably kind of one of the outlaws that tries to run the mountain, but is doing it instead of with brute force, is doing it with like magic science.
Right.
And then as far as the fire giants, Hard One's got the right of it. There are these two basically massive cities. You've got Iron Deep, and then you've got a fire giant settlement. And the two are kind of at a forever stalemate. Mm-hmm. The dwarves, unless they're wearing like special protective equipment, can't even go to the fire giant's lair because they'd get burned up, and the fire giants don't have the military size to invade somewhere as massive as Iron Deep.
It's a cold war.
Yeah.
Not that cold.
That's really good, and I don't even like comedy.
Cobb would have loved it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hardman starts crying.
You're light, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I guess eyes on the iron prize then. Let's keep moving.
Sweet. There is a little bit more mountain to climb to get over the crest here. Once you do that, you'll be more than halfway through the mountains. We did decide last time the DC, it is only a 14 for an athletics check to get to the top here now.
All right.
So go ahead and make your athletics checks.
That is going to be a 22 from 22. Calliope.
Calliope spider climbs, just crawls, looking unnatural, getting to the top.
I know what I'm fighting for now.
Shout out to the two crew.
Okay.
But with athletics, I am at an 11. So I have my bardic. Mm-hmm. I have just a little bit of coldness left in my icy hot patch after all. 16.
Okay. Woo! You laboriously get to the top.
Great.
Sweating a little bit more than you'd like, panting a little bit more than you'd like, and you're probably trying to sell it like you were just doing it to kind of spot everyone else.
Ooh, yeah. Good thing I was leading the rear, ready to catch anybody.
Hard one. I know exactly what happened. You were trying to look a little bit bad to make me feel better. I really appreciate
Saul remembered that he can run up walls, so he just does that.
Oh, sick. Saul just runs up the cliff after struggling a little bit. Just realizes he can just run.
I let Saul's belay just run out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, what am I doing?
Yep. Just no hands, runs up the rest of the mountain.
Why did I try to climb? It's much easier to run.
Yeah.
You guys should have told me.
So you guys get to the top of this mountain and look out onto the landscape below. This is one of the highest points of the entire mountain range. You can see canyons and valleys beneath you. You hear the howling of wind through them. And in the deep distance, encased in fog, you see a set of mountains that just about matches the height of this one, which Hard One, you know, is sort of the last major mountain between you guys and Iron Deep. So you're getting closer. And this side of the mountains, like we were saying, has a lot of the same dangers as the other side. Namely, the gnolls are still chasing you. However, the western Iron Deep mountains are full of these outlaw warlords who have oftentimes like fled justice from Iron Deep. Mm-hmm. And they make their living stealing from or killing travelers or working covertly with the more like polite criminal organizations in the city itself.
Right. But how many of these warlords are there? Do you know, Hard One?
There's a lot of mountains out here. There's a lot of outlaws.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's like constantly shifting. So you might have come through here a few times and it was just like, there's this one major guy and then he gets murdered and then his four lieutenants all have four warring armies. So it's like 1-8 at all times.
Great.
Honestly, I feel like I've worked with people like this before. So I think I can take the lead because Hard One, my family was smugglers from the Feywild.
Really?
Yeah, and warlords fucking love to smuggle.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll let you do the talking.
That's how they get their weapons.
Yeah, I might be able to.
Sweet. So we will fast forward a little bit to the next day of hiking. But first, let's do a con save to see how well this day went. We'll say there were a couple fails going up the mountain. So we'll say a D4 of setbacks. Took you guys a little bit of time to get up the mountain. Go ahead and do the con save Hard One to see how fast you guys move today.
All right. A 16. I'll use Indomitable.
Okay.
There it is. 27.
Yeah!
Okay. Even with setbacks, you guys are so fast that these gnolls, I'll say on a nat 20, they will still have a chance of gaining ground on you. I'll roll in front of the table.
Okay.
Try not to crit.
Yeah.
Okay, right. That was good.
That's a 15. They would have got better. That would have been an 18 for them. You would have had another loss and them chasing you.
Stay hungry, doggies.
You hear the howling of the gnolls, but they are having as much trouble climbing as you guys did, if not more so.
Great.
Okay.
That's good.
So you guys settle down for the night. Callie, what does the camp look like tonight?
Mm. I think it's same as last night.
Okay.
Austere bedrolls, the hearth works. There's some metal camping utensils.
Mm. You see, Foster looks a little sad that they're not duck utensils.
They're duck utensils.
Okay.
They have a little duck at the end.
Saul hangs up a little sign that says, "I'd rather be camping." Just to liven it up a bit.
Hard One unpacks really intentionally his wood block and puts it next to the sleeping bag.
What's that?
Oh, this?
Yeah. Is that your pillow?
No, it's just an old instrument.
That's funny. I have bird pipes. I take out my bird pipes.
Yeah, and I have frog throat.
Really?
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
I sneeze into my bird pipes and make a little melody.
I drop my woodblock on the ground, hoping that it's in time.
Whoops, I'm sorry. So I sneeze into my bird pipes and
I'm
it
so
made
sorry.
It.
Let me get that for you.
Hardwin's trying to pick up the woodblock, but kind of kicking it against the side of the hearth.
Do we just stomp?
Yeah, you guys just start doing stomp.
It's a little dirty in here.
Rip, rip. Rip,
clunk,
rip.
Clunk, 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 clunk,
rip, rip.
Come on, Foster, what are you waiting for?
Rip, 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 rip,
yeah, you guys have...
Oh, shit, we forgot to sleep.
The gnolls swarm you.
There's a leech on my face.
You guys very quietly play a little music, not enough to alert anybody around you. Oh. But yeah, you guys have a nice little night after the awkward night. So you guys have kind of bonded again in a very nice way.
Trial by icy fire.
Yeah. the next morning, you guys begin exploring this side of the mountains, the West Iron Deep Mountains. And after a day of mountain climbing yesterday, you enjoy a mostly downhill hike today. Mm. Everybody give me perception checks as you walk down the mountain.
That's a natural one.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. I thought you were going to say something
else. I'm thinking of band names for us. Aww. And I'm being like, Calliope, stop getting ahead of yourself. You can't expect too much of other people. You always do this.
Are you like mounting crows? Because of Hardwin's crow and the fact that we're on a mountain?
Mountain crows.
That's really good.
Mounting crows. It sounds like you're fucking crows.
But we are like mounted on a serpent and we're climbing a mountain.
You just have to clarify. You just have to be like, we're mounting crows.
Really,
we don't fuck
contextual
birds.
Pun.
No, the birds fuck each other. And yeah. We watch.
14 for me.
Okay.
3 for me.
Got it. Okay. So, you guys are maybe arguing a little bit about the band name.
It should just be easily understandable.
Yeah.
I don't think people are going to misunderstand it.
Best band names are inside jokes.
Yeah. And if they think the crows are fucking, then like, what's wrong with that?
Let me consult with my bird. Kaka, what do you think? Silence is good.
All right, there we go.
No objections.
You guys reach the edge of a cliff and see in the valley below some dwarven mercenaries in scrap metal armor. They have these rusty chainsaw blades, these like chainsaw swords, and offhand bolt pistols. Their hair and beards are kind of haphazardly groomed with extremely close shaves on the sides, but kind of long, floppy patches of hair on top. And they look to be a rowdy crew. And yet, from this vantage point, the only one who's really seeing them well is Hardwon. You see that they are completely silent. You'd think that their chatter would be echoing through the valley a little bit, and they are not moving. They're standing there in the valley here.
This is crazy because Sol and I are in the market for mercenaries.
Yeah.
Right, because I'm just bringing you tired.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you can trust anybody in these mountains, but you're the smuggling expert. Do you think you want to try to talk to them?
Well, I was thinking like maybe we would see how powerful they were.
Test them out?
Yeah, like give them like a job interview that they didn't know they were doing.
Interesting.
These kind of remind me of those mercenaries we met in the Living Wood. Looks like the same sort of buzzsaw.
Yeah, chainsaws. Yeah.
So I don't know if these guys are tougher or
Right.
But yeah, we should check them out.
Would I know anything about this like particular band of outlaws based on like their armor hairstyle?
From this far away with only like a 14 perception check, you saw what you saw. You know that a lot of fighters in Iron Deep use like new magitech and stuff, which there are people who use these new like chainsaw swords and stuff. The more kind of like traditional dwarves, like somebody like Jaina or something, likes to use like a warhammer, but a lot of these guys use chain swords. You would just imagine these guys are working for some warlord in the mountain. But okay. Again, they're not moving.
Right.
It's kind of a strange situation.
Okay.
Are they just like standing still?
Correct.
Okay. Can we get to a very, very secret position and just throw a rock at them?
Sure. Yeah.
I want to test like reflex time.
Great.
Uh-huh. Also, like, Sol, you and I haven't really talked. Do we have like money?
to buy mercenaries?
Yeah, let me check the duck.
I know we like live a lavish lifestyle, mm-hmm. but I don't know if that's reflected in our purse.
We've got like 6,000 gold still.
That's
pretty good.
I look at hard one.
How many guys is that?
Yeah, how many mercenaries can
we
buy?
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Oh, right. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be careful with that out here, okay? Okay. Don't tell them you have that.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we should lowball.
Yeah.
Rather than like first mercenary we meet, be like, we've got 6,000 gold.
Offer, yeah. You're the smuggler, but let's not offer the full purse. You know how to talk to
you
these
guys. You see Foster's walking around with his mouth open with just
Foster?
Gold jingling around.
I'll be honest.
So cute when he jingles.
I'll be honest. I was a bad smuggler. My family tried to keep me out of the business for a reason.
I guess that's why you're here.
You can't even smuggle your feelings, Callie.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
And I wouldn't want it any other way.
Okay. Is that crazy to think that we would just throw a rock? How, to test their
is it crazy to chuck a rock at these frozen men?
Well, if they're frozen, here's a thought. The last time we encountered these mercenaries, they had a lot of grenades that proved very useful.
Should we throw a grenade?
Do you have grenades?
We have one grenade left.
We have one grenade,
Let's start with a rock.
Okay.
We could also just walk by. How about I just do like a perception check?
Let's do another perception check. Is there something that's causing them to be frozen?
If you guys would like to get closer, you can tell me how you approach.
Okay. So we're on the side of a mountain right now.
Correct. You're basically looking down on them. They're in like the valley down below you guys. So we'll say like 50 feet down. You don't have to jump down. You can like walk around, but they could potentially hear you depending on what their actual condition
is. Yeah, no, let's keep the higher ground.
Mm-hmm. Keep the higher ground, but if we can like maybe almost like snake around towards like a different vantage point, like keeping behind rocks, roots, trees.
Mm-hmm. Great. Go ahead and give me stealth checks.
I will definitely use a luck point on the nat one that I just got. Okay.
Can I have a luck point for my nat one?
Oh.
I guess I won't use my luck point.
Yeah, maybe don't. I got a dirty 20.
Okay. So, Callie, Saul, and Hard One, you guys begin snaking around, trying to get closer, but trying to keep the high ground. And as you guys get closer to these mercenaries, you hit a chunk of rock that cracks and breaks off, sending Hard One and Saul falling right directly in the middle of the line of mercenaries.
Throw the rock! Throw the rock now, Callie!
That was the rock! You just dropped it!
You see that as a bunch of these rocks collapse, they just bury one of the mercenaries who just falls over and is buried by the rocks. You guys crash down next to these mercenaries and they just keep staring forward.
Are they dead? Can I take a pulse?
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
17.
You feel a heartbeat, but it's strange and slow. And as you go over to each guy, they all have the same heartbeat pace to the same.
Do they have leeches?
And they do have leeches on the back of their neck.
Do I have one of mine?
Leech check.
Leech check. Everyone.
Saul Frog. Is there a leech?
Leech peepers. Leech peepers.
You guys do a leech check, and none of you guys have leeches. But you guys look around, and you do see that these guys do have them on their necks, but they're not moving. And you also see, you also notice something else strange. You see that over their scrap metal armor, some of them have different sigils on their tunics. And you know that a lot of these raiders and warlords and stuff, you know, they're probably not a part of any actual prominent dwarven house, but a lot of them take on their own sigils that then their soldiers wear. And one of the weird things about these guys is that there are like 3 or 4 different sigils mixed into this one crew.
I see.
Okay.
I throw down a piece of paper and a bit of charcoal and I'm like, take impressions of the sigils.
Okay.
Are you sure? I mean, like, I could probably just draw some of them and describe them with writing.
Yeah, that works too.
Fucking Hard One etches.
Great. Yeah, you guys take some time and you write down the different sigils here. They're like very meat-heady. It's all just like an axe going into a skull and things like that. It's a lot of like weapon-based stuff of people that are trying to project power and violence.
Okay.
And you guys, like looking at these dudes, they are not acting like the gnolls were or anything, except for the fact that they're all kind of in lockstep, like even their heartbeats are the same. They seem to be almost offline or something. Like they're not doing whatever
this
they're supposed
like
to do.
A CCTV, I think. I think someone's like surveilling via these leeched people.
Wow. It could be that, or it could be the fact that their creator is like stepped away from the keyboard or something like that.
That's a good call too.
Should we unplug them? Should we get them offline? One at a time.
I think that's probably safest, yeah.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You guys go through and you pull the clockwork leeches off them. And you see that, like the gnolls, these guys die as soon as you remove the leeches. They were already infected enough by the leech that it had already like taken over their brain.
Yeah. We need to stomp on these leeches, rendering them utterly destroyed.
You guys take your time. You crush each of the leeches.
We have a little
crawl
fun.
Up. Can I make some?
They
like...
start crawling up on people. You catch them with a leech check. Yeah,
yeah.
Can I make some them, like acid
them.
Rain?
Yeah.
To like.
Yeah, you burn up all the leeches here. You make sure that each one is accounted for based on the dwarven mercenaries. But yeah, you see that these guys were mind controlled into death, essentially. Like the leech got at their brain, but they were offline for whatever
reason. I know that these are just like minor families in Irondeep, but we are looking for allies anywhere. Does anyone have like any identifying thing on them that we could bring to the family and say, hey, we found you've been looking for this person, we found them, this is what happened to them?
You look around and you don't recognize these as being any of the major families, and you think that these are, again, likely just they fight for this warlord, they're mercenaries from this order, and they have their own sort of ramshackle kingdoms.
So there's really not anything of value on them.
I mean, if you look around and you can look for grenades. Yeah. I'll say they probably have some grenades on
nature. Oh, I will do a grenade check.
Go ahead
right
and roll me a d6.
Can I look for some health potions?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good too.
Let's go ahead and roll, we'll say d6 for grenades and d4 for health potions.
Okay, I'll go for the potions.
And we'll greater health potions. 4d4 plus 4.
Oh, fuck me. One.
Okay.
Two grenades.
Okay, two Love grenades. It. One health potion. You can imagine these guys, whenever they were fighting whatever automaton or whatever that captured them, probably used up a lot of their weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have this thing that we've done before that's like we cast silence and then we throw grenades into it. So if we like come upon something that we don't want to investigate, we can always do that.
I feel like I only know one other person who would have thought about that.
That Beverly guy you were talking about?
Who?
All right, pass it out. Everyone gets a grenade necklace.
Ooh.
Wow, I already have a necklace. They can both fit.
Just wedge it in Gaga's mouth.
I pull the pin trying to get it off.
it blows up Gaga.
No!
Okay.
All right. Let's keep marching.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Unless anyone wants one of these bolt pistols for some reason.
Who? What?
Bolt pistols?
Yeah, they have like, they do have like laser like pistol guns on them.
Yeah, I will take a bolt pistol.
Cool.
Yeah, you guys
take
them.
I'm going to tape one to Foster.
Great. Foster has one. I will say, I don't think any of you guys are proficient in firearms, but you guys can take them.
It's
certainly
not bad to have options.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to threaten someone.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Sweet. As you guys continue walking, a few miles away, you find the likely cause of the problems amongst some of the mercenaries here. Mm. For the first time in a long time, Saul and Callie, you guys see an official piece of mothership machinery. Ugh. You guys see an enormous mothership crawler, large treaded tires, blue armored plating like a tank, with a huge plasma cannon that can be operated by an interior gunner and a Gatling gun on the back, operated by an exterior gunner. There are docking ports for smaller vehicles, which are mostly empty, except you see that there are two like hover bike things here that look like they would be better at navigating the mountains. It looks like some of them have been taken out into the rougher terrain here. Manning the crawler, you see dwarven soldiers in pristine blue plate with chain blades that look essentially like the trained, well-armed version of the mercenaries you're seeing. Like their chain blades look new and magical, like crackling with some kind of magic. And you see, in addition to the soldiers, there's a couple mechanics and like riflemen. Some of them are dwarves, some of them are goblin or human. The crawler is not moving, but there is an interior telescope that is searching the area, suggesting that there's at least one person inside operating it, and the soldiers on the outside of the tank are looking a little bored, like they're waiting for something. And you can see from here, actually, go ahead and give me perception checks to see how many guys you see.
Six.
Okay. Dirty 20.
Shout out to the two crew.
Okay. Saul, you're able to, you think you get a good view of everybody who's out here. You see there are two of these chainsaw knights. You see one soldier who's not as heavily armored is at like an exterior machine gun. And then again, there's presumably at least a couple people inside, somebody piloting it and somebody manning either the cannon or the telescope thing. The telescope is kind of looking all around to make sure that no one comes after them. But you see it is favoring a sort of pocket of canyons to the north. Again, like they're kind of waiting for somebody, and the soldiers are kind of like waiting there, looking a little bored.
Wow.
Okay.
We have a chance here.
We do, yeah. Right? I mean, are we all thinking we try and take this vehicle?
I mean, Hard One, you can pilot a ship. Can you pilot that thing?
You're damn right I can. Hard One says with no confidence at all.
I feel like I could go nuts on that fucking gun.
Oh, yeah.
That plasma gun.
That telescope? Who, boy.
Okay. Does your duck fight?
He has a gun.
He has swallowed the gun.
No!
Okay, so what's the move here? We've got these two chainsaw knights, the person on the machine gun.
Someone has to take out the gunner.
Yeah. I think this might be a good chance for Pass Without Trace to get as close as possible. Do we want... Does it look like there's a point of ingress that we could use to get into the...
Yeah, you... with Saul's perception check, there is a hatch that looks like it will not be as easy as just going over and lifting it up with a free action. It looks like it'll be something that you either have to destroy or something that you have to rip open with like a really good strength check.
Okay.
You would imagine it would be locked.
Okay, strength. I know who does that.
Okay.
I think that instead of like the sound of rain being the Pass Without Trace, now it's like the whipping of a northern wind.
Ooh, nice.
That kind of muffles our...
Hard One shivers.
Get your sweaters, boys.
Has a very big snot bubble.
And then let's try and get closer.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Everybody go ahead and give me stealth checks.
That's a nat one. Oh, but I do have my luck blade. It's a new day.
It is.
Nice.
Okay, go ahead and reroll that.
28.
Okay.
That's great.
Love it.
Dirty 20.
Okay.
I got a 3, but my stealth is 9, so that's going to be a 12 plus 10, 22.
Woo!
Okay, 22. I'm going to roll in front of the table for these guys.
Okay.
Most of the guys are just using their passive perception because the person with the telescope is doing all the looking.
Yeah.
The telescope and the person inside of it have a plus 7 to perception. I will go ahead and roll that in front of the table. Okay. Lowest roll is what? A
20.
A 20 and then a 22. Let's see what they see.
Ooh.
That is a 24.
Ah.
You guys begin sneaking towards this tank, hoping to get the jump on them. The telescope, suddenly you see it as if it's got some sort of aura around it, or it's like some kind of high-level magitech. You see that it seems to get some kind of signal or something, swoops around, locks in on Hard One and Saul, and everybody go ahead and roll initiative as you see the plasma cannon begins charging.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
Fucking hell. Shout out to the two crew.
Ugh.
Dirty 20.
16.
That becomes an 8 for me.
Okay.
First act is Callie. These two chainsaw knights that are here pull a cord and begin revving their swords. Ugh, fucking raiders. And start running towards you guys. But they do not act yet. Callie, you are first to act. You see this plasma cannon on the tank begins loading.
What I want to do is I want to jump in and attack one or both of the chainsaw knights.
Okay.
Great.
And then I want to phase step to the hatch.
Okay.
Using my Winter Eladrin phase step to hopefully scare one of them so that they can't move closer to me.
Nice. Okay.
And then basically make it safe for Hard One to go in and get this hatch off.
Sick.
All right.
Yes. Do we think that's crazy?
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Things have already gotten crazy. So
crazy fun.
These chainsaw knights rev their chainsaws, begin running towards Saul and Hard One. They don't even see you, Callie. You got a high enough stealth check that they don't even see you. So you do get advantage on your attack
yes.
as you swoop in. And I believe the serpent is still in play.
Yes.
Because the serpent's not been.
The serpent has not gone down. Yeah.
So out of nowhere, slithers in lightning fast. And go ahead and make your attacks.
24 to hit.
That hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you swoop in with a serpent, slash one of these guys in the back, you see they turn around and go, ah, fuck, some kind of giant leech.
And then 19 to hit.
That also hits.
Why are you all obsessed with leeches out here? Huh?
We're not the ones with brainworms.
I'm going.
Neither am I. What do you? Why do you guys all love the leeches?
Can I do a perception check to see if he has a leech?
Yeah.
17.
Does not have a leech.
Damn.
Okay, I'm going to do third level smite. I'm gonna focus in on one guy.
Great. Yeah. You're just pounding down on one guy.
Nice.
And you see, as this one guy's getting beat up and the plasma cannon is charging, they are kind of like yelling to each other.
Fucking jam the signal! Some of the leeches are down! Jam the goddamn signal! I thought these things were out!
Oh, shit.
Kay. All right, maybe we can use this.
They have the leeches.
I think they're trying to like block the leech signal.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So they think that we're leeched.
They think we're leeched.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
42 damage.
Shit. Okay.
This... on my first attack.
Okay. Yeah, the one guy is crazy hurt. You blast into him. Bunch of pieces of his plate mail burst off. You see he's already bleeding and injured and is just screaming for them to get rid of the giant leech.
And I'm going to do a second level smite on
Great.
Him. 26 more damage.
Callie finished this first chainsaw knife.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is I want to grab his body and be like, this is your fucking future to the other guy. And then I want to face step next to the hatch, which uses my new Winter Eladrin thing that he has to do a wisdom save or be frightened of me.
Fuck
and
yeah.
If I'm in his line of sight, which I will be from the hatch, he can't willingly move towards me and he has disadvantage on attack rolls.
Got it. Okay.
Nice.
So yes, you encase this dead chainsaw knight in ice and this guy just looks at the frosty visage of his dead friend who then disappears into icy nothingness as you appear on top of the tank. And what kind of saving throw does he do?
It's a wisdom saving throw. Or he'll be frightened of me until the 12. End of my next turn. That fails.
Okay.
Yes.
He fails. He looks shaken.
Those things are double plated. You can't do shit up there anyway. What do I care? What do I give a shit if you're up there? I'm after this guy, this frog guy, and this other guy.
Don't underestimate the worms, brother.
I do. I overestimate the worms.
Wait, I don't want to be on the worms team.
That is Saul's turn.
Okay, so there's still a guy on the Gatling gun, right?
Still a guy on, yeah, there's an exterior gunner on a Gatling gun. You see, yeah, this little goblin with this huge gun.
Oh, shit!
Has not gotten a chance to act yet. You see one guy there, and then there's an interior gunner and probably somebody else in there.
I'm trying to lean into the worm fear, and I'm going to like pull out my entire tongue and make it look like the worm is just taking over my body.
Oh, shit!
And then I'm going to run up, and I'm going to try and stun him.
Sweets.
That's going to be a 23 and a 25.
Both hits.
Great.
So we'll do a con saving throw.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, an 18.
18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 17.
Let's try it again.
Great.
Yeah, babe.
Let's go again.
Next one is a shout out to the three Kree.
Yes!
So, yeah, you pop this Phew. Goblin twice, hit him one time directly in the face. let's go of this Gatling gun.
I whisper to him, there's a worm in you now.
No! We're stunning him. We're frightening him.
We're stunning. Now we're gunning. Saul gives a big thumbs up that he's in position on the Gatling gun and prepares for his next turn.
Great. You can go ahead and do damage to this dude still.
Oh, cool.
Because
he's
going to come back next turn if he passes his check.
19 damage?
He's looking fucked up.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and flurry of blows.
Great.
Yeah, all right. Baby. He's stunned, so you roll with advantage.
With advantage, yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's going to be a another 25 and another 24.
Yeah, you beat the shit out of the stunned dude.
Wait, no! Yes!
Don't fight it.
Cut it out!
You'll come to love the worm.
I'm gonna die!
That is going to be 15 more damage.
He's dead.
Great.
Right.
Yeah!
you stun him so bad he ceases to be able to be become unstunned.
He's he's dunned instead of stunned.
Yeah, he's dunned.
Now I get to use my new ability, Touch of Death. When you reduce a creature within 5 feet to zero HP, you gain plus 13 temporary hit points.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see some spores come off your hands and begin to absorb life energy as you see the goblin's skin dries out and becomes a husk.
Damn, dude, you just husked that guy.
I husked him. I wormed him and I husked him.
That was so sick.
The Chainsaw Knight looks around. What the fuck are you doing?
So this is the secret to how you're so hot.
You suck.
It's a lot of protein,
others.
Yeah. It's a high protein diet, a lot of souls.
Your moisturizer is other people's moisture.
Sweet. Okay, this Chainsaw Knight's going to attack the only person he has not seen do something terrifying, which is Hard One. So runs up to Hard One and is going to take attacks with disadvantage, right?
Yeah.
Because Callie's still within line of sight. So first attack on the lower end is a 12, misses. Chainsaw Blade looks cool, but is a little bulky. Misses. Clumsily swings, 16 to hit on the second attack.
Misses.
Got it. Okay, misses.
Just casually stepping out of the way of each of these swipes.
What are you doing, man?
And Hard One, that is your turn.
Okay. I wonder if I just breeze past this guy and try to rip the hatch off.
I think that's cool.
I'm going to sidestep him and just...
That's so funny.
Because he can't come towards me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me, loser.
Wait.
He's going to make an attack with disadvantage, try to get you. On the lower end, that one is a 19.
Okay, that'll hit.
Okay, so you are hit with a chainsaw,
hey,
which isn't great. But, oh my god, I rolled two ones. These guys are badass,
yes!
I swear these guys are badass. You take just 7 damage.
Makes sense, he's frightened.
Right. Oh no, that was crazy,
did
man.
Did I nick you?
Yeah.
Did he file your nails?
Did I get a little scratch?
Wow, you cut my beard a little bit.
Oh, wow, looks great.
For that, I usually would kill you.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to run over to the hatch.
Okay.
Great.
You go over to this hatch, and yeah, you see that it is this sealed metal hatch on top of this like tank-like vehicle. So you can either attack it and try to damage it and break through it that way, or you can try an athletics check. I will say attacking it's going to take a little longer, but is the safer route. Athletics check, there is the chance that you just completely fail.
I'm going to use my strength to try to rip this thing off.
Try to rip this thing off. Okay. Go ahead and give me a... strength check. It is going to be, it's going to be a DC 20 on the first attempt.
Okay. I plant my feet on either side of the opening and try to yoink it up. Nat 20.
Hard One, you tear it completely off its hinges.
We're not raiders. We're the mountain crows.
You guys fuck birds?
No.
The crows are fucking each other.
When they hear our music.
You're the mountain or the mounting?
The mounting.
Mounting.
Okay, crows. So you do fuck birds.
No, they fuck each other.
They fuck each other.
Yeah.
But why are you guys talking about fucking birds?
Because it's
birds?
The beauty of nature, and we sing about it while we're hiking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're duck team, we suck. We're mounting crows,
suck?
We fuck.
But we don't fuck the crows.
Right.
They fuck each other.
It's just all this talk about fucking and birds, and you got a bird necklace on.
We respect the birds. We're glad that they're fucking.
You rip the top off of this tank with your fucking bare hands. Just snap it off. And you hear two guys shouting inside. Soldiers inside.
I'm going to action surge and just pencil dive down there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Jump down. And you see that there's one guy in front of like a bunch of levers. Oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
And you see another guy that was charging the plasma cannon. There's not even anyone to fire at anymore.
Yeah, you're right. About
still
that.
Charging, man.
You could fire on your friend.
No, the I chainsaw don't want
guy.
To.
Okay.
I'm going to swing my axe at that guy.
Great.
That is a 19 to hit.
19 hits.
And I'll take my second attack.
Okay.
That is a dirty 20 to hit.
Both hits.
30 damage.
30 damage gets one guy down to death's door.
All right.
Right on death stoop.
Oh, fuck!
My friend's going to carry you across the threshold.
Is he waiting for the milkman?
After Hard One's turn, that is the regular soldier's turn. One of them was taken out by Saul at the one gunner position. The other one was loading the plasma cannon, but there's not really anybody around. So that soldier is just going to pull out like a little bolt pistol and is going to take some shots at Hard One.
Oh, come on.
Just firing wildly in the cockpit while the other guy screams. I did crit.
I am I'm near him, so I'm going
right
to reaction
it.
Paladin disadvantage.
Oh, okay.
Fuck yeah.
Rolls again. Will hit. Rolls a natural 17. So it's just going to hit the one time. Does do 14 damage.
No more crits on
no
Hard
joke.
One.
Yeah, no joke. But just gets the one attack. Is mostly supposed to be using bigger things. The pilot is going to use another weapon, though. I'm going to need con saves from Calliope and Saul. You see, he takes his hands off like the switches and stuff and the things he was using for like the telescope and slams a button, and there is a thunder wave that blasts out in like a shield out from the tank. You guys give me con saving throws. Does not affect anybody in the cockpit, so Hard One's fine.
That's a 21 for Calliope.
Nice. A 17 for Saul.
You guys both pass. You take half damage. You just take 10 damage, nice. And you are not knocked back. So you guys just bear the damage.
Did that chainsaw guy take some of that?
The chainsaw guy ran out to try to get you.
Yeah,
no.
He can't move closer.
So he's pretty far away.
At least till the end of my next turn.
That is the end of the two soldiers' turns. And I'll say, these two guys, once they see Hard One has not gone down from getting shot, they see the tank is being taken over. Their chainsaw guy, their guard, is not coming towards them. Hold up their hands and go, "We surrender!"
Oh.
Yeah, you surrender. You did shoot me.
I know, you attacked me first.
Yeah, but you shot him, then said, "We surrender."
We surrender!
Right. I think we all get to take one punch at you, and then you can say, "We surrender." Okay, I'm going to try and punch him.
Sweet.
I got a nat one.
Okay. You hurt your fist very badly.
Ow!
But yeah, it's
close quarters.
Calliope, it is your turn. You can take these guys out if you want.
No, I'm gonna be like, okay, what is this vehicle? What are you waiting for? Who do you work for? And how much would it cost to turn your coat?
You see, on the outside of the tank, the chainsaw guy is going to take off and just run into the mountains.
Nice.
He's just gone. The two guys that are in the cockpit here are kind of stuck. One guy is a goblin gunner. The other is a dwarven pilot. Both are wearing blue mothership uniforms, just very scared. Around you see various glowing levers and interfaces, including like an aiming mechanism for this plasma cannon. You see there's also the rotating telescope and shifts and wheels for steering. And additionally, you see there is a screen with information on a target. You see a picture of another goblin who's got like cracked goggles and sort of a gray hair going in all directions.
Is this the mad scientist?
Oh. And it does have a name. The name of this person is Friznik Fizzlebang.
Oh, fuck. I love him.
Alias the Creator. There's like a list of his like crimes, essentially, and he you can very quickly gather from this like rap sheet, you see he's got he was a scientist who was thrown out of Iron Deep for unethical experimentation and inventions.
Okay, never mind.
He's making worms that take over people's brains and kills them. He's not
I know
good.
But his name is Frizz Fizzlebang.
Yeah, we can appreciate the name and the aesthetic,
but right. He changed it to the Creator and kind of ruined it.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey there, Nadpoles. Did you know that about 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgot about? Truly, even if you think you have your number of subscriptions under control, you might as well check out Rocket Money. Just to be sure, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, folks. With Rocket Money, you got full control over all of your subscriptions and a clear view of those expenses. You can see all your subscriptions in one place, so if there's anything you don't want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it with just a few taps. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate your bills lower for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They will deal with customer service and all those AI chatbots so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and it saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. That is saving their members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody. Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
You see the dwarf and the goblin, the pilot and the gunner both have their hands up, and the pilot goes,
"We work for Mothership. We're working with our supervisor, Bronra Bronzebeard. She's off capturing this Frisnik Fizzlebang. We want to offer him a job at Mothership. Or I don't want to offer him a job. I drive the crawler, okay? Yep. That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
Uh-huh. She's off with a couple of bodyguards. She's got a jammer thing that has been able to take out all of the clockwork leeches and have basically made all of his guards inert."
I have a question. What was our salary at Mothership?
I would say they supplied your food and a lot of times your housing and things like that, but did not pay you well. I would say like,
TGI Scotty's gift cards.
Gift cards. I would say like 10,000 gold a year.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay. I was going to try and meet the annual price. So never mind.
Well, you can get pretty damn close.
Okay. What are both of your names?
I'm Crom and this is Vort.
Vort's the one that shot
Vort.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, I shot you.
Okay. I worked for Mothership. He worked for Mothership.
Heyo.
And we're on the other side of that, and we're thriving.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were hiding out in the mountains, and you kind of smell like shit.
Okay.
And you attacked us.
That is old beans, sir.
Yeah.
We're in a band.
Yeah.
Okay. We're hanging out with a guy who's got a dead bird around his neck.
You could either be a soldier, or you could be in a band.
Okay.
Right? I also have a grenade around my neck.
Right.
And he knows how to use it.
Do you guys have benefits?
Yeah, the benefits are friendship, chili, and...
Twister.
Not dying.
Being in a band. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, man, just tell us what you want. I don't want to die.
So. Okay.
Oh, all right.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, this is just a job. I mean, they're going to be very upset when they find out that I failed. Bronra is going to destroy my career.
Is Bronra doing this behind Jaina Bronzebeard's back?
Mothership operates under the laws as they are. Jaina does not get to decide what every single company does.
How many Bronzebeards work for Mothership?
All of them except for Jaina.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, so behind your back for sure.
Here's an idea we want to float to you.
Uh-huh.
What if when Bronra's coming back, we shoot her with a plasma cannon?
You could.
And the mad scientist.
Yeah. Okay. Could I leave before you did that? Because Bronra and the people that she went with are strong, and they're going to come back, and they're going to... Because you see how, you know, the leeches were like a problem, and this one guy kind of just started controlling all of the warlords in the area and stuff. She's just going to kind of make it easy.
Here's
and she's just
going to
take them. Yeah.
Like, I'm fine if you're going to leave and you're going to be a coward.
Right.
But if you're a liar and you're going to go tattle on us, I have problems with that.
I just need to get out of here.
Can I do an insight check?
Yeah, go ahead.
10.
I would say just common sense. This is a soldier for hire that is working for a company. Mm-hmm. You don't get the sense that these guys are willing to die for this cause. And pretty much everybody that you just fought right now, when they had the choice, fled.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to leave something so we can fake your death?
We're pretty good at it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Here, just pulls out a chunk of his beard. Take this.
Great.
All right.
Yeah.
And I don't have a beard.
A boot? A tooth will do?
Yeah, you can have my boot and my tooth.
She easily pulls out a tooth.
Here you go. Okay.
That was really loose.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have happened
Sorry.
So easily.
Okay, we scatter them under some tread marks.
Great.
And all right, I open the door, like letting a cat out after you trap neuter. Return it. No.
Sweet, yeah. They.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Can we have like a sandwich or something? Do you guys have any food?
Did you guys have a sandwich in here before? Because
yeah,
if so, you can
lunches?
Grab it.
Oh,
yeah.
We do have some leftover Knoll jerky if you want that.
No.
Okay. Take your own sandwiches as long as you brought them.
Yeah, you can take anything that you brought in here.
They go into the like a little mini fridge and take out a bunch of waters and some food.
Just one question. If Bronwyn comes back and she notices you're gone, I have your tooth, but your sandwich is gone.
Can you just tell her that you ate my sandwich?
She might.
Okay.
Or she might.
I'll give you a little bit of the sandwich, and you will just crumble this.
You see the goblin goes and just puts some crumbs in your beard.
Okay, and now it looks like you ate my sandwich.
There you go.
Okay.
Everyone takes a big bite of the sandwich. Oh, that's a really good sandwich.
It's really good. I don't eat too much of it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to... Yeah. She's not going to believe anything I say if I don't have a bit of sandwich on my breath.
It's just that we don't have... Yeah. We're going to have to hike back for a while.
I know, but it's just like... I want her to totally believe that you're dead, I'm going to need her to believe that I also took a bite of your sandwich.
And this is thoroughly convincing, but like the sandwich looks good.
Right.
I just kind of want a bite just for the flavor.
Okay, yeah,
everyone gets a taste.
You can have a bite? Okay. All right, have a scrap.
Uh-huh.
I think we're probably going to get eaten alive out there,
okay.
But yeah. Better than, you know, the alternative. Okay. Well,
okay.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Where are you guys going, Iron Deep?
Bye-bye.
All right, maybe we'll see you if we live.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd love it.
Okay.
Tell your friends that you saw the Mountain Crows live and they were awesome.
I say that we saw some people fuck some birds.
Yeah, tell them that the Mountain Crows fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Mountain Crows, they fuck.
I'm confused.
Parentheses, not birds.
You see, continues smiling as they back up and then just rush off into the mountains.
We forgot to tell them to piss on a shirt and throw it in the opposite direction of the knolls. They'll figure it out.
We also forgot to ask them how to work.
Oh, no, Harlan knows how.
I can figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. You guys do hear, you hear the howling of knolls in the direction that they're running. As just these two engineers start running into the wilderness.
I really hope we run into Vort again.
Yeah, I liked his vibe.
I think Vort is going to be a constant in all of our lives.
I add a picture of Vort to my vision board.
Your vision board.
Somehow Cheswick finds him.
All right, so can this thing go through the valley, but maybe not the mountains?
Correct. You could use it to go towards Iron Deep, but you can't go where Bronra went.
So let's talk about this for a second. It seems like Bronra was trying to get Friznik to work for Mothership.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we want that happening either.
I don't think so. I'm wondering if we set up camp, get rid of the dead bodies, and then as we see her, I mean, we're tracking her. So as we see them emerge, we just fucking lay into them with that plasma cannon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Or at least lay into the creator.
Would I know how many people she would be traveling with?
Yeah, you can look. Go ahead and give me an investigation check.
13.
You look through this cockpit here, and you look around the outside, and you see that three of these faster bikes have been taken. There's three ports that are empty. There are two left, and you see inside the cockpit there is sort of a ledger and stuff that has the names of everybody on board. You see that there is a Chainsaw Knight captain named Captain Maldek.
Mm.
Who is not accounted for. You see Bronra Bronzebeard is not accounted for. And then you see three, they don't have names. It just says three Mothership pugilists.
Okay. So there's only five of them.
Yeah, we could just let them come back
I don't really know what to think about Branra. It's more like this mad creator guy. I want to make sure that he doesn't get brought to Mothership.
No. So maybe it's a simple assassination.
Yeah, maybe we just kind of wait for them to come back and just go after him.
Hardwin, you seem to know more about, like, the Bronzebeard situation. This Jaina you keep talking about, she seems important, I guess, but...
Super important.
If we took out Branra too, is that just gonna, like, turn all of the Bronzebeards against us? I imagine it would. That'd probably be a bad move.
The Bronzebeards are already against us.
Okay.
So...
You are correct, Saul. In Hardwin, you would know this would be a murder. This would be... I mean, you've already murdered people.
Uh-huh.
So if they find out that you killed Mothership employees, this is already a problem. But if you kill Branra Bronzebeard and come back to Irondeep and someone saw you do that, you murdered, like, a... high-profile person that has political allies.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I think we just need to go after this one guy. Yeah.
Right, so we don't want that heat.
Yeah, we don't want that heat. I think the question is, if we're greedy, we try to get rid of the creator and also get this fucking cool tank, but we don't need it.
We don't need it. It probably wouldn't be able to move very fast. It might slow our escape.
We'd have to use the valleys. And
I like the bikes.
I like the bikes.
I think, let's get everything we can out of the tank. Let's obviously do a grenade check real quick.
Grenade check and healing potion check.
Yeah, you guys are in an actual Mothership vehicle. Let's say D6 for grenades, D8 for potions.
Ooh.
Ooh, five.
Four grenades.
Good stuff.
And I'm going to actually harness my divine power to get a second level spell back. And I think that I touch my holy symbol, which I think for me is my silver serpent.
Aww.
So I pet my little silver serpent.
Coils around you.
I'll use a second wind so I can heal a little bit. We're going to be resting in here for a minute.
Okay. Take a little rest. Rummage through other people's stuff.
Any cool clothes?
Yeah, some sharp uniforms for sure.
Sharp uniforms. Ugh, I don't want a uniform again. Did you ever have to wear a uniform?
I once dressed as a Chosen.
Really?
I think that was the closest I ever got.
The birds? Bird people?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the worst day of my life.
I think of what you told me last night. And I'm like, okay, sure.
Nothing worse than that.
Okay, so you guys have gotten your short rest. You've gotten some health back.
Yep.
Let me know what you guys are doing to prepare.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of like, do we want to lay an ambush here on this vehicle, or do we want to go find them on the road?
Right. We just want the creator.
Yeah.
I mean, is it worth just trying to, like, as soon as they come into eyesight, just snipe him with this beam?
Does it seem like the plasma beam could have accuracy like that and single out one
person?
No,
it's a giant cannon. If you're trying to use that as, like, a surprise round or something, that's going to be a pretty low insight check to see that it's a bad thing that there's a giant gun pointed at them. They're just not going to ride towards you.
We almost have to make this place look as hospitable as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And surprise them by attacking them from their rear as they're coming towards it.
Okay, I think that we should also figure out a way to disable the plasma gun so that when we're running away, they're not shooting
that's
it at
great.
Us.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I try and open up the...
You guys take your time. You guys can destroy it.
Okay.
Let's
have a little fun with it.
Yeah. You guys break off the mechanism.
And
that
since
is
we're
charging
not keeping
it.
This, I'm going to shatter the telescope too.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
I'm going to tag it up and say Mountain Crows were here.
Okay. And then, should we just lay in wait?
Yeah. Do we see, these are like hover bikes, so they probably wouldn't have like tracks, but do we see like the trail that they used to leave?
Yeah, you see.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Instead of writing Mountain Crows were here, I want to carve in one of the sigils that we took an etching of.
Sick.
Yeah,
so that
that's
someone
a good
else
call.
Gets blamed.
Great.
Yes,
you do the one that was like an axe through the skull.
Mm-hmm.
You put that up inside the cockpit here.
Great.
You do see... go ahead and give me an investigation, or I'll even say survival check, Saul, if you want.
26.
Yeah. You see that there were three of these speeder, like, hover bikes that went off into the mountains to the north. Mm-hmm. Three of them left the docking port and then got into line and went off into the mountains.
Okay.
I think we should also gum up the treads of this thing.
Yeah, let's
so
take it out of commission.
Great.
Okay. I think, we also do that.
You guys just take some time and absolutely fuck this vehicle up.
Great. I'm gonna piss on it.
Great. I'm going to empty the gasoline chamber. And then, Sol, you can put piss in there. Ezri doesn't have technology that runs on piss yet, right?
Alvin said they were working on that, but it was still years away.
That's smart.
Yeah. I was bored.
He was in the toilet department as well.
That's really smart.
That's really smart. People are making piss all the time.
Brilliant.
Okay, so you guys are waiting for them to come back.
Oh, should we meet them in the path?
Yeah, I think meet them in the path. I think we want to destroy this and then
lay in wait.
Kind of like out in the direction that this thing was facing as I was waiting for them. I want to hide in that.
Got it. Okay, so you want to go out, but not too far.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Are you bringing anything with you?
You two should each take a bike because I've got the serpent.
Great.
Oh, okay. Sick.
Yes. I want to bury my bike in like snow and debris. Mm.
Great. Is there snow? No.
Okay.
I want to bury my bike in debris. Great.
Yeah. You bury your bike in some dirt.
Oh, and we should all wear masks too.
Oh,
great.
Because they might recognize you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm super famous.
Are you on any currency?
I think I'm on the $5 bill or nine deep, if I remember correctly.
This guy's incredible. He can pilot anything. He's on money.
We might not see it. They're mostly cashless there these days.
You guys hide out on the side of these mountains here. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay. 22.
19.
15.
Okay. You guys take some time.
Mm-hmm.
You're hiding out in the canyons here, in the direction that you saw the speeder bikes take off. Day begins to turn to night. The sun begins to go down. It is dusk. Sky is kind of getting that like orangey glow. And after a bit, you begin to hear the sounds of speeder bikes as three bikes come into view. You see one that has the Chainsaw Knight Captain. You see a knight that is of the Gif species, which are these big hippo people. You see this gray-skinned hippo dude in blue armor with a monocle.
Save him.
Save the monocle at least.
I love him.
He's got a chainsaw blade on his side, and on his back are one of these pugilists, these like lithe fighters who wear these blue bodysuits, and they have like gas mask type looking things around their faces. You see another bike that has two more of these pugilists guy, and you see one more that has the leader of the crew, who is this dwarven woman with red hair pulled back into a tight bun. She has a short, well-kept beard and wears a smart blue leather armor suit with way too many straps.
They're not connecting to anything.
She has a bolt pistol at her side. It's kind of riding in the middle here. And on her back, like tied to her, is the knocked out scientist.
It's just straps for strap's sake.
Knocked out is good. I'm going to look at both of you and say, hey, we're the Mountain Crows and we fuck. And that's a bardic for each of you.
We fuck.
Okay. After that bardic, I'm going to pass without trace again. Northern wind whips up about us.
Ooh.
It's frigid. Hardwin puts the hood of his cloak on.
Yeah, Saul snuggles into his scarf.
Don't get too cozy, Frog.
Okay, so I'm going to need individual stealth checks from you guys, and this will determine who of you, if any, that they see. They are on the lookout. They are aware that there are raiders around here and other warlords.
33.
Jesus.
41.
Oh my God.
I rolled an 18. I have plus 13.
Kelly?
Oh, wait, is
Kelly,
it?
Kelly, where'd you go?
I have plus 13 to stealth, 18 on the die, plus 10 would be 41, right?
Frog, she abandoned us.
She's just that good. That's just a flat, embarrassing 30 for me.
Okay.
Should I just go?
I think they couldn't possibly see you. We'll see. Well, I'll make you guys do a re-roll if any of them get a nat 20. So we'll go. I'll roll in front of the table. So this will be the pugilist bike.
It's good.
17's not going to do it.
Nope.
5's not going to do it. One last one.
Nope.
Okay.
Fuck.
That's a nat 20 from Bronra Bronzebeard. So she is on the lookout. One of you will have to do a re-roll.
Who has the best stealth?
I think Callie does.
I do. You want me to reroll?
Wherever she is.
Okay.
Wait, but I have a luck point.
Oh.
Yeah, you have a luck point.
Okay, I'll do it. 23. I'll use a luck point.
Okay.
I think I can do it.
You can do
better.
Let's
do it. Let's dream big. Dream big. Dream big. Dream big.
Nat 20.
Mouth that crap!
Okay. Yeah, absolutely no. The dice gods, dice Christ has decided you guys have not been spotted.
Yes.
I disappear with Callie.
I think we blend into like the trees, like Oberon literally comes out and takes us.
So these guys are essentially, as opposed to just being, you know, regularly surprised, this first round, they are essentially taking dash actions on their bike. So you see they begin to fly by. Hard one, you were first to act at initiative 22.
I think I'm just gonna see the bike go by and huck my lightning javelin at him.
At the scientist?
At the scientist.
Okay. Go ahead and make an attack. I'm gonna say we're not gonna use his AC. We're gonna use the bike's AC because it's going fast.
Okay. Chucking this javelin. That's a crit.
Yeah!
I'm critting like Callie over here.
You could potentially kill him in one hit.
Fuck,
so
fuck
go
yes.
ahead and roll your damage.
Okay, I'm going to call the lightning.
Critting crows.
Oh, yeah.
Watch a shit call lightning.
Watch a crit call lightning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Be nicer to yourself, dude.
Right. 39 damage.
Hard one. The scientist had 38 HP.
Yes!
So at negative his max HP, you successfully kill the scientist as the bike is going by. Hard one, describe what happens.
Fuck. Yeah. I think I chuck the javelin as far as I can, thinking it's going to nail him. And then it looks like it's falling short right up until that cold, misty pass without trace air makes it dip and go right into his back.
Ooh, like a little wind stroke.
Oh. Yeah.
You hit this mad scientist with the javelin. The explosion of lightning separates him from Branra Bronzebeard's back and shoots him off the bike and pins him into the mountain dead.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Amazing.
We'll talk about how great that was later. Let's get out of here.
And you see Branra looks baffled, and you see the pugilists and the captain start looking around, looking for an ambush. But they are surprised. After Branra's turn, Branra surprised. Callie, that's your turn.
He does have movement, though.
You do have movement. You can do whatever you want.
Can I just rev this bike and haul ass?
Yeah, you can haul ass. The bike goes 120 feet. Has a speed of 120 feet.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yep.
I turn on the radio. Na 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 na.
Play some Counting Crows. You fly off. I will say, you know that they have the same bikes. Cali Serpent is going to be slower.
I put out my hand just in case Cali wants a ride.
I hop on.
Great. You hop onto the back. You dispel the serpent?
Yeah.
Sweet. Serpent disappears. Hard one, you rev the engine and fly off into the mountains.
Is it possible to action surge and fly even further?
Oh, but that would be using your action.
Oh,
yeah.
I think
action surge would allow you to make attacks and stuff, but the bike only gets its movement.
All right, sweet. I'll just action surge to play a different Counting Crows song.
Sick. Okay.
Yeah,
after Hard One's turn, Branra is shocked, looks over, sees the dead scientist. She is surprised. Callie, that is your turn. You are now on the back of Hard One's bike as you guys have ridden off 120 feet.
Okay, so what?
Or you can take a full dash action, actually. The bike can act, essentially. So you guys are 240 feet away.
Okay.
Wow.
So I'm just going to turn around so that I have line of sight of anything coming at us.
Nice. Okay.
And just like, I think I'll prepare an action to cast Shatter if they get close to us.
Okay.
Sick.
Callie, you are hanging off the back. You begin concentrating on a spell. You see snow begin swirling around Callie as her eyes glow white and she prepares to cast an icy spell.
I think it touches javelin and then like my eyes roll back in my head storm style.
Right. Yeah.
Saul, that is your turn.
Okay. As soon as I see Hard One go, I'm revving up my hover bike as well. I'm going to be driving, but I think I'm going to hang back a little bit
I'm not going to do a full dash. I'm going to like do my movement and then prepare an action to catch any projectiles that are launched at us.
Shit. Okay. Rat.
Oh my God. Please catch a bullet.
Yeah.
Please catch a bullet.
Yeah.
Shoot me, dude.
You go like 230 feet. You stay 10 feet behind the other guys. Mm-hmm. Bronra revs her engine to try to pursue you, but that is hard one again.
Vroom, vroom, baby.
You're going to go another 240 feet?
Yeah.
Good God.
Yes,
okay, let's see. So that is...
Because I've been bumming around down here for way, 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 way too long.
Okay. That is... Man, you are very far. Okay. With a dash on the bike, Bronra is able to ride up to you, Saul. She is next in the initiative.
Right.
So you see, she turns around and expertly is super quick on this bike, begins to ride up, and goes, I'm going to need to talk to you for a second about what you all have done to my employee.
Huh? It's really loud.
Yeah, I know, okay? This was supposed to be a business transaction. Yeah. We had an interview scheduled.
We're in a hurry. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's great. Can I interest you in dying? Can I interest you in dying today?
I'll have to run it past.
Yeah, okay. Actually, we're going to have to circle up, you and I, right? You see, she's got the smile and the dead eyes. This is actually kind of a PR problem for you. Yeah. Okay.
My mouth is covered by my scarf to hide my identity, but I'm going to flip it so that it covers my eyes, and then I'm going to just have my smile and be driving blind.
Okay, that's a beautiful smile. I think you have a bright future at Mothership. Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
She's going to go ahead and... Ooh. Ooh, she doesn't get her sneak attack or a lot of her fun stuff.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I guess you could call us headhunters. Ha ha.
We don't like it when people scoop us, actually, okay? Yeah.
That's just business.
Oh, okay. We'll have to do lunch, but first you're going to have to eat fucking dirt, right? You see she's got this like magical gauntlet thing under her blue leather suit that has a bunch of straps on it. You see she unstraps some straps and begins typing into this gauntlet thing. And she goes, yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and circle up with me, okay? Circle up real quick. And she is going to cast Lightning Bolt.
Oh.
On your bike. But the bike has an ability called Juke that lets you add +4 to a dex save. So you already have +4. This will be +8 if you try to juke out of the way.
+8. All right. That's a 27.
Okay, that is a pass. However, you do take half of the damage.
Okay.
So the bike's going to take a little bit of damage. So 19 damage. That is one damage short of the mishap threshold.
Oh my
so
God.
So your bike does not slow down. It begins like smoking a little bit as it's hit by this lightning, but it keeps going, and you guys are neck and neck, but you are going to act before she gets to go again.
Great.
So she rides with you neck and neck. Callie, that's your turn. You're on Hard One's back.
How far away are we?
You guys got an extra dash action off, so you guys are 240 feet away.
I think... there's nothing I'm in range to do. So maybe I'll say like, Hard One, maybe we go a little slower next time just to make sure Saul catches up.
All right.
Sound good?
Can you tell a bird not to be so beautiful?
You can only if you're flirting with it.
It's true.
Hey, are you guys talking about fucking birds? Because yeah, that's another PR nightmare for your company.
We're talking about them fucking each other.
Okay, yeah.
Because of our music.
Yeah, can we take these people off the email list?
Watch a documentary for once in your life.
Right, okay.
And then I think like, what range will they be the next time they go?
They'll get 240 feet again.
Okay, so if we did like a non-dash, we can basically be within like 120 feet of them?
Yeah, certainly.
I won't be in range to shatter. No, 120 feet.
You guys can effectively just hold your turn and wait for Saul if you want.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, yeah, let's hold our turn until after
okay.
Saul.
You guys hold up. You guys start slowing down a little bit. That is going to be Saul's turn.
As they start slowing down, I say, looping a couple people in.
Okay, this was actually just a private email exchange. Don't reply all, right?
It seems like fucking up the bike is the best call here. Yeah, I'll just punch the bike.
So you ride up next to a motorcycle and punch it. Yeah, just this hover bike.
Hey, just a couple ideas. I want to bounce off
of
you.
Are you punching a speeder bike?
I've done stupider.
Okay, we're actually not interested in you or any of your whole deal. We want the guy that threw the javelin and killed our new hire. Yeah, he was going to do a really good thing for Mothership. We had a lot of hope. He had some interesting ideas. He was kind of going down the wrong path, but we were going to write it. Yeah.
You missed your chance with me anyway.
Okay.
I'm gonna punch.
I'm actually the bird fucking guy. The birds fuck, not me.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
The birds fuck. I also fuck, but separately.
Okay, right. It's really loud out here.
I imagine a 12's gonna miss.
No, yeah, you swing and you just hit air.
Okay, 22 hits though.
22 does hit.
Great. All right, then I will flurry of blows.
Okay, it does have it. There is a damage threshold, right. So tell me each hit.
First hit is going to be...
Oh, no.
8 damage?
Just bounces off the metal.
Okay. I'm going to try and hit 2 more times. If I crit, I think I can maybe do it. Does a 15 hit?
No.
Does an 18 hit?
No.
God damn it.
Okay.
Chops the clipboard.
He threw that.
Okay.
Sorry, that was such a fucking wasted turn.
No, that's totally fine.
So now she's going to get a opportunity attack
okay.
on your bike, unless you do a disengage, which means you're going to have to go slower.
I already used my bonus action to
got it. Okay.
Flurry of blows.
Okay, she is going to take a swing. She's got like a sidearm, like an electro rod thing mm-hmm. That she's going to swing at Saul's bike with.
Okay.
That's a 22 to hit. Hits.
I'm going to silvery barbs that.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice.
It's a 27 to hit.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
All right. I swallow that, and I swallow my pride, but then I do spit out this big silver bubble of advantageous energy towards Callie.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. But you could probably give it to your bike as well, though.
Could I?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I piss into the gas tank again.
That's actually Silver not going to work. Yeah. Let's not have this turn into a pissing contest, okay?
I work at Mothership. I know that you're on the cusp of piss technology.
No though, right? So she does hit your bike for another 14 damage. Okay. So your bike has taken some damage at this point.
You're tracking that HP.
It is pretty fucked up.
Okay.
However, it has not done enough damage in a single hit to cause a mishap, so your right. bike still has full speed. It still
okay.
has everything. You can take off now.
Oh, right. That was an opportunity attack. Yeah. I'll do my speed.
Sweet. So you ride up, you dash with the bike, and the bike catches up to Hard One and Calliope.
Let me know the second she's within 30 feet of us.
Okay. That is the pugilist's turn. They are behind Saul in the initiative, so every time they dash, they just get a little bit closer. They mm-hmm. can't catch up until you guys slow down because you got that free surprise round.
Okay, sweet.
So they keep going. Same thing with the captain. Captain is too slow, is behind, but Bronra beat Saul in the initiative, so she can stay within like
gotcha.
Range. Okay. So Bronra sticks with you guys. The other speeder bikes are still in pursuit, but are not visible right now as you guys carve through the canyons and everything, spitting up smoke and dirt and sand as you guys whip around corners, and she continues following you guys.
Tight. Okay, can we like slow down enough just to let her within 30 feet of
right.
us?
So yes, on Hard One's turn, Hard One waits up, Bronra is next. Bronra begins to close in on you guys as Saul flies over you guys and you guys turn around to kind of surprise Bronra.
I think I'm gonna say, Bronra, I think I need to move you to BCC. And then I wanna cast Reduce on her motorcycle.
Yes, yes, dude.
Can you target a vehicle?
It says choose either a creature or an object that is neither worn nor carried.
Okay, I don't see any limits on this. I'm going to rule that you can indeed. Does it do a save?
It says if the target is unwilling, it can make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, so yeah, so the bike actually does have a constitution. It's just
okay.
the magical structure of the bike, essentially.
Okay.
So it gets a +1 on this and goes, haha, no, I'm going to go ahead and reply all to that and say no to the BCC, okay? And I will roll in front of the table. The bike has a +1 to con.
Come on.
Not nearly as good as the crawler or anything like that.
Okay. Think low, think single digits. Shout out to the fucking two
Shout
crew.
Shout out to the two crew.
Nice.
You see, as you guys are all going fast as hell through these canyons. These three mothership speeder bikes after you guys, going in and out, slaloming in and out of caves, kicking up all of this dirt. Hard One and Callie get in front at first. Saul stays back, fights Bronra for a little bit, catches up to you guys, passes you guys as you guys suddenly hit the brakes. Callie pops up and uses her magic to reduce Bronra's bike. You see it gets small so fast that she flies.
This is what you look like to giants.
She flies off the bike and does do like an impressive roll to regain control of herself, but does look like she takes some damage as she bangs into the gravel and rolls off and is encased in dirt.
Just so the listeners know, the target size is halved in all dimensions and its weight is reduced to 1/8 of normal.
Yeah.
That's what happened just to the bike.
Immediately, yeah. She just immediately falls off. Yeah. Immediately.
Turned into a teeny bike.
Yeah. Hey, question for me and my team. Why is your bike so small?
We're going to be looking into that, actually. That's actually a good complaint. That's a good note. Yeah, you see she crashes and burns, falls and rolls off, and is just encased with dirt and dust as you guys leave her behind, and you guys rocket off into the canyons, losing the mothership employees after having successfully taken out the creator. Very, very dangerous mad scientist that would have done some fucked up stuff with mothership money. But that is not going to happen. You guys escape into the canyons.
Hell yeah.
Safe for now. And that's where we'll end our session.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Ending on a win.
I got to be honest.
It feels good.
I kind of built Bronra's whole character to be able to escape really easily. So I thought she was going to make it away with the mad scientist.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
I thought you guys were going to get a little curious with seeing the bike tracks and stuff and go to the creator's lair.
Yeah. Because
that's where they went. We'll talk about this in the short rest.
Oh, wow.
They went and they kidnapped him. So there was like a whole scene of them kidnapping him.
I'm sad we didn't get to meet the creator, because
she has high perception, because I didn't want her. They had set up like alarm spells outside and stuff. Yeah. But if you're like, we just wait for them riding back. The other thing I thought you might do, what you guys were talking about doing, is just waiting inside the crawler. And I was like, brilliant. She's going to clock that a million miles away. She'll see the fucking tank pointed at her. But the fact that you guys did the in-between thing, wasn't expecting it.
Oh my God. I mean,
in my mind, we're wearing masks, but I do feel like at least she didn't necessarily see Hard One's face, but she definitely at least got the energy of me and Saul. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling like we're going to have to be incognito in Iron Deep.
Yeah, I like that idea. You're saying some more alter egos?
Maeve and Trey. Grant need to come out.
You three are definitely very specific shapes, and we'll need to deal with that. Sweet. And with that, we're going to go ahead and call this one. Thank you all so much for listening.
Yep.
You can head on over to our Patreon to hear us talk about this. Patreon.com/NADPOD. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Okay. Wee.
Don't do it.
Fine.
Don't do it.
Wee.
In the meantime, does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
Ooh.
I think we're out of live shows and stuff for now.
Yeah. We're out of live shows. Check out our shop, shop.nadpod.com.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Nadpod.com. Yeah. We also have our print shop, which all the profit goes directly to the artists.
That's so correct.
Check that out and grab a print. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at CHMurfsMe, at Caldys Caldwell, at Astrid Emily, and at Jake versus Jake. And you can tweet about the show using #NADPOD, that's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
Ah, would you look at that? It's time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders. We're thanking today Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, later McSkater, Matt M, Cutter W, Feared Al, Daniel G, Calder's twin brother Balder, who is half an inch taller, Dungeon Mama, okay, maybe it's a little bit sexual, Danielle D, Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, Balnor's boy, Hoyt's friend, Justin I, Ragnar Fairdwind, TJ M, Trele, The Cray, Christopher B, Damiel R, Jordan L, Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Murph refusing to objectify the orange fairy in the top hat, Princess Yar, Michael L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, star of every film ever made in Bohemia, currently starring in the film adaptation of Ulfgar Goes Punch, congrats on that, Samuel B, Mike H, Alka Smelter Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Panama James, Andrew the Druid, Heradrian, Rex Daniel the White, Captain Sigil, Diana DLL, CC Lulu, Timmy R, Lucas B, Rako, It's Kevin, Calder Will Come, Cold Again, Winter Is Coming, Hashtag CCC Forever. Shout out to my fairy followers. Taylor B, The Vengeful, One Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Stephen C, Mike K, Lady Taco, Joy T, Nara, Jake L, Nick W, Esme M, Foster the Boneless Duck, Handing Emily Axford a Nobel Peace Prize in Magical Physics. Whoa! William W, Aaron the Asshole Ranger, Big Bad, Beardo the Mad, Eric McD, Riot Ryan, Hungry Dave's, Frisbee, Golf Bud, Anorama, Percival, Frederickstein, Von Muscle, Klawowski, De Rollo, The Third, Adam, The Simple Dimples, J Dragonborn, Vincent, Cocooned in Spider Jizz, D, The Sandrian, Ben A, Feldonis, Dave H, Koala Bear, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's Assistant, Izzy F, DPC, Is Awesome, Summer, Rose G, Marky Mark, The Marvelous, Mining Engineer, Cat C, Kel Slay, Misa of House Nzunza, Ariel the Occasional Mermaid, Selena N, aka Valacy Raptor, B Perky Always, Pat L, Savexel, Achutha A, Lauren H, Talia, Ryan S, The Bone Duster, Robert Crisp, Ball Business Illustrator, Ploops, Carly A, Addie K, Connor Savage, Christopher J, Pebblepot, To the Deriders, My First, Never Mind, We Died, I'm a Turtle Now, Salil, Jack M, Leviathan, Biroquart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trubhop Dropper, Sydney T, Jack H, Crabster, Champion of Karad, Scuttling Sideways, Towards Tomorrow, Fandere, The She-Wolf of Winter, Queen of the Bone Perch, Lady of War, Lindsay W, Juicy Kiwi, Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Harry Cox, Nice, Noah the Bagel of All Things, James G, Everything Bago, The Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey, Dandy, Eric B, Marcos P, Corint hopes you're having an amazing day. Hell yeah. Learns the Balance Druid, Dakota JP, Frida M, Pagos Betrothed, Self-Proclaimed, Faye Prince, Tracy P, The Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E, Holly Hyena, Kristen Z, Leah C, Paige H, May B, Pixel Stars, Akash Thakar, Kristen with a K, Cal, just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, Monster, Hunter, Neos, the spirit of Simon, psyched he got a message to Meg and hopes the hero she delivers to knows he's good for the delivery charge, Keychains, Pentium 2 processor, Lorelei the succubus, and Kira, her busty queen, your friendly neighborhood, Yaunt and Yunkle, Andrew and Sid, John Adams, yes, like the president, Meg the mail carrier of Bohemia, requesting a signature on a Revivify letter addressed to Simon, he said that you would sign hard. James F. M4L Wayfarer has now settled into their new life in the Fey Realm as a florist. What could go wrong? Andrew B. Barpo Good Barrel Bardbarian and Brewer Emeritus of Water Deep. Mary B. C. Melora D. Votee Welshlander. Garrett G. One Big Curd. Mr. D. Dana D. Sean J. Ethan B. Renee the Monster Captain. Gabriel W. Rinker Bell, Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of hope, Olivia, the enchanting bard who will totally be directing an even cooler puppet show for the Duck Team, Winter Slade, Michaela R, Forrest H, aka Life is Like a Box of Martha Togold, Sticky Buns, Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat, your boy Anthony who moved positions and can't listen to the podcast at work anymore, dang, Josh H, Jack R, Mango Empanadas, Trogdor, The Burninator, Clementine T, Caleb LS. This message has been brought to you by fairies in support of hashtag CCC, Alex R, Bunker Master, and Player Disaster, Cantrip Dumbledore, The Bear Wearing Onesie, Barbarian, MJ, The BFG, Drinking Tea by the Sea, Dogs of Babel, Calvius, Silverfang, Gino T, Mama Bell, The Silver Serpent Herself, Funir, Dr. Tulkus, Bow Chicka, Wow, Wow, Derek D, Tristan G, Dungeon Bailiff Tucker, that's right, Jake, first your wife, now your job, thank you, Jazzman and Fam, the surgeons behind Pendergreen's juicy new ass, Alex K, Joshua P, Joshua P S, Martin T, Alex Sunday, Linz W, Mandy K, Emma S, Red the Reforged, Warforged, James, Mr. Craft, Hammy Beverly's distant cousin, Okay. Dragon Knight 86, the Godly King, Hunter W., Sejoff of the Raven King, chilled with Hard One in the Astral Plane, taught Hard One all his Raven knowledge, and I thank you for that. Hurricane Dave, the Bellowing Bullywug, Bard of Bohemia, and of course, Evan S. Thank you, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.